Right after you listen to Beck and Soda on this podcast, jump on to fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
We're Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Have a look at the moon. Did you see it on the way in?
I didn't see it on the way in. I saw it last night as the sun was setting. There was a spectacular sunset on one side and then this huge full white moon on the other side.
Well, this morning it looks absolutely fantastic, your full moon, which means watch out today because bad stuff's going to happen. There is no doubt about it. It's going to be crazy.
The lunatics are out.
Yeah, do you know, because do you know how all that evolved and started?
No.
So in about the first century after Jesus died.
Oh, gosh, this sounds like it's going to be a long story.
No, okay, do you want me to? Okay.
True. Yeah.
No, just let me get
true.
Comfortable.
Settle in. So what's happened?
I do have a cup of coffee.
The thought was the full moon led to a really heavy nocturnal dew. And that dew, now get this, you like this, that dew led to people's brains becoming unnaturally moist.
Oh, don't use that word.
And with a moist brain, you know what it leads to? Yeah. Madness and epilepsy.
Ah, right. So how's moist that? Brain, madness.
So heavy dew on the grass and everything leads to a moist brain, leads to absolute madness.
Don't they actually genuinely say, though, that like police, paramedics, etc. do actually say,
absolutely.
Oh, no, it's a full moon?
But I can guarantee you when there used to be full moons and if you're on night shift at the fire,
For those who've just joined us, used to be a fireman.
Yeah, right, yeah. No, something
community hero.
Always, there'd be arson attacks, there'd be bad accidents. I'm guaranteeing you when there's a full moon, bad stuff happens, really bad stuff. Yeah.
I think we're just coming out of Mercury retrograde as well, which is terrible for technology.
Now look what you've done.
I'll tell you what,
now look what you've
done. I'll tell you what this has led to. Mm. It explains a lot of things. Good old Rebecca Moist Brain.
Oh!
A little moisty over here.
Oh!
Rebecca Morse or Rebecca Moist?
Go with that.
Because the issue we have now.
Dry over here, thanks.
Is that things aren't going very well sometimes for you when you're a little cray cray.
Yeah.
And we understand it. It is because of the unnaturally heavy nocturnal dew you have.
Yeah. My nocturnal dew is just fine. Thanks for asking.
That's enough. I'm going to.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
So, fellas, I've been taking you on my hormonal journey of late, and I thank you for sharing it with me.
Can we just strap ourselves in for another
serving? Yeah, I've got an update for you.
What's happening?
I've got an update, and this is a fun one for you.
Okay, hang on. Where's the hair now?
Yeah, funny you should say that. So, I visited a GP to get some advice on my entry into perimenopausal. I haven't decided what path I'm going to take yet, but that's after a friend told me
what
that I
options?
Was too angry. I can go on HRT, but I actually have had lots of people who listen to the show, women, message me and say, don't do HRT too early. You should try some natural alternatives.
So what's that, like a little shot of
it's
estrogen
like a patch.
Or something?
It's like a little patch.
Oh, like a Nicobate.
Yeah.
And what does it give you? A few female hormones.
Yeah. Balances you out a bit more.
Okay.
But I don't really want to put too much artificial stuff in. So I'm a bit undecided, but they don't do a nasal spray. anyway, I found a lump on my chin. And you know what? I thought, oh my God, now I'm getting adult acne. So I'm like, can we add that to my list of symptoms? Bloating, irritability, now I'm getting acne. Anyway, it was like this big blind pimple on my chin. You've probably noticed it's been there all week. Anyway, finally last night I worked out what it was.
It's an ingrown hair.
It was an ingrown whisker.
Oh my God.
I'm growing a beard.
You're growing a beard.
Oh, that is
brilliant. I don't know whether I'd rather a sin or a whisker on my chin.
Oh God.
The humanity.
Do you want to borrow a shaver?
You've got
or are you
ingrown
good?
Hair on your chin.
Yes.
Oh, mate. Aren't you quickly turning into either.
Oh,
you're either going to be a Ned Kelly lookalike or like a hip hop barista.
Yeah, I like your goatee. It's nice.
Wow.
Oh,
is
up.
That this bit there?
Can you see it?
It's massive.
Yeah, that's you.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
I used to have a waterbed, right?
Yeah,
loved it.
Dropped that little nugget last week. I was like, what?
Old school waterbed. It just used to. I felt like I was in an adult film half the time because there's something just unusual about a waterbed, I reckon. Then we're trying to work out whether people still have them. We got some great traction on our...
traction?
Yeah.
It went off on the socials.
Yeah, there you
it did.
Go.
Automaster text line 0420852107. Amy had said that she had the waterbed 20 years ago and put her elbow through it and a tidal wave tsunami through the bedroom. which is good.
Michelle on Facebook said the best sleep she ever had. She had one for 20 years. And Kat says they're awesome. Not suitable for incredibly pregnant women or owners of cats with sharp claws. This is the problem with the
I think you can get them now, you know, with a little more strength to them. Dave, he responded. He was an SES volunteer. They got a call because a waterbed busted and it flooded the whole house out, which was crazy. We were touching on it yesterday, and then we got this message from Phil.
Hey, Beck and Soda, it's Philip here from Ultimate Waterbeds down at May North Road, Para Hills West. I heard you guys had a segment on the radio yesterday about waterbeds, and I just wanted to let you guys know that waterbeds are still here in 2024, and they're better than ever. They're no longer a bladder inside a box. Soda, I heard that you had a really soft one back in the day. Well, mate, I got to tell you, you can get them obviously still that softness, but you can also get them a lot firmer now, and it doesn't matter when you're bumping and grinding or doing your thing, and you won't get motion sickness.
Hey, good on you, Phil. How good's that? Ultimate waterbeds.
Because we did have a caller yesterday who said
still
that
got them.
It makes it easier when you're bumping and grinding because
you just push your hand down on the bed and it just starts that wavy motion. But like you had the big wavy one or the wavy side, the wavy one. Like Phil was saying, it was essentially a bladder full of water in a wooden box. And when you're in there and someone else jumped in, you'd almost get double bounced out like a trampoline out onto your butt. 131060, give us a call or send us a text, 0488 52 107. Have you still got a waterbed? We found one person yesterday. There's got to be more.
Are you lying in it right now? Call us. Oh. Someone call us from the waterbed.
Absolutely.
All right, 131060, waterbed lovers of South Australia.
From the bed itself.
Yes.
Right, we've got to get our hands on one of these.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Soda had one back in the day. I had an ex with one. They were really big in the 90s,
I reckon. 90s. Really big. Love a good waterbed. And we're just seeing. I want to find someone in a waterbed.
Right now.
They are listening to the radio.
You want to cross live to a waterbed.
Absolutely. Leanne from Lewiston. Leanne, are you a bit of a waterbed fan?
Yes, I am.
Right, you still got one?
I do. I bought one about 12 months ago, and I love it.
Okay, what's the benefits?
Well, I have no pressure points anymore. I used to wake up so sore, and so did my partner. And after buying multiple different mattress toppers and mattresses, we thought just had enough of broken sleep and always sore. So we thought, we'll give it a go because my friend recommended it.
Yep.
And best thing we ever did.
That's fantastic.
Anymore. We wake up fresh.
Go.
We don't toss and turn.
Oh,
it's the best thing we ever did.
There you go. They're back.
Leanne, have you got the big wavy one or is it a bit more stable?
It's a waveless. I think I've got the Ultimate Firm. It's like a gel top of the, Ultimate Firm, I think they call it.
Yeah, it's
fairly waveless.
You should be an ambassador for waterbeds. You just sold me on wanting to get another one.
Well done.
On the Automasters text line, Kerry says she got stuck in one when she was pregnant and she had to yell out until the neighbour heard to pull her out of the bed. Poor Keza.
I could imagine that because, you know, after a few drinks with the big wavy one, sometimes a little difficult to get out of that.
Doesn't have anything to do with being pregnant, though.
No, that's very cool. Jess from New York. Jess, have you got a waterbed?
I haven't got a waterbed, but I have a story.
Oh, what happened?
So when I was 5, so this was a long time ago, my mum and I were sleeping in a waterbed together.
Yeah.
And just out of the blue, in the middle of the night, the bed frame collapsed. We ended up on the floor. The bladder, water bladder was all on the floor. It was just crazy.
Yeah, right. And was that yours at home?
We were staying at the North Kapunda Hotel, haunted pub.
The haunted one!
Hang on. The pub had waterbeds in the room.
Yeah, they had waterbeds in the room and we were staying there.
We've heard so many stories about that pub. So do you think it was a ghost that, like, stabbed it or something?
I don't think it stabbed it, but definitely, because there was no way that it was a weight issue.
Yeah, right.
At that point in time.
God. Wow. There you go. A hotel had waterbeds.
A waterbed hotel. I love that.
That is unbelievable.
I would go there.
All right, Laura from Ranelagh East. Laura, have you got a waterbed?
Good morning, Beck and Soda. I am calling you from the comfort of my soft-sided waveless waterbed right now.
Hey, we found someone, Laura. I love it. So if you move your hands, does it start to rock and shake a little?
No, it's got baffles, so layers in it, which keeps it fairly waveless. So, I mean, it looks fairly much like a normal mattress. But, I agree with previous callers. It's no pressure points. It's amazing. Right. It's the best thing I did for my family too. My kids used to climb into our bed when they were little to get warm, and we bought them their own. and they stay in their own. So we are a full waterbed family.
Oh, Laura, I love this.
The jackpot.
So it doesn't move a lot, but you can actually still tell and feel you're in a waterbed, right?
You certainly can. I mean, if you're bouncing around in it, you can certainly tell it's a waterbed. But right, it's the best night's sleep I've ever had.
Oh, how good is this? Tell you what, it was Philip from Ultimate Waterbeds, wasn't it, Main North Road, who gave us a call?
Yeah.
Tell you what, you might be getting some more business, Phil.
Good on you, Laura. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you, everybody.
I'm so glad we found someone calling from the comfort of their waterbed
bed. Waterbed family.
Yeah. Nice one.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Soda is preparing for his accent. Are you Googling countries or something over there, mate? Are you on Google Maps?
No, I'm just getting my Google Maps up because once I start to establish the country, I can start looking at the cities and get a bit of an idea. But yes, I'm on Google Maps getting ready.
If you're just joining us, welcome everybody.
Soda has this incredible knack. We noticed it. We'd have a caller with an accent and go, are you from wherever? And they go, yes. And we're like, right, we have to put this to the test with our accent game. Are you ready, Soda?
Well, yeah, I am. Look, I'm very nervous
doing
these because, it's hard. It's really hard, but I can get the gist of an accent. Like, you just think everyone's from South Africa.
Or
you have
or
someone
Scotland.
From a German accent. Oh, you're from South Africa. Absolutely not. So I reckon I can get the countries pretty well. And then it's a matter of trying to work out the region. So,
all right, here we go.
You have an accent. 131060, give us a call. Righto,
right.
Beck, what do we got?
Graham's called in from Smithfield. Reveal yourself, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We are going very well, Graham. Righto, mate. Were you born in Australia?
No, I was not.
Okay. When did you arrive here? How many years ago?
32 years ago.
Oh, here we go. Now, all right, Beck, is that giving you a bit of a hint?
You sounded peak Aussie at the start.
Well, you're 32 years is a long time. Let me ask, mate, where your hometown? And I think I started to pick up a little bit of that just in the last thing. Do you enjoy your traditional football, your soccer?
Yes.
Right. Are you very passionate about it? What do you love about the game?
The supporters, actually.
Right.
I love the game, but I love the supporters that we have are the best in the world.
Okay, mate. Do you support the team that is from the town you live most of your life in?
Yes.
Right. Beck, what are you thinking?
Manchester.
No. You're definitely not from there. Hey, you'd be offended with that, wouldn't you, Graham?
Oh, holy Mary. Oh, Jesus Christ, I would have been.
Yeah, we're on air, Graham. Just careful, mate. Just be careful.
Graham, I've got a bit of a feeling where I know where I reckon you're from. If I said somewhere like Middlesbrough, which is sort of upper north, that would still offend you, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Bloody if it would.
And holy Mary.
Beck, I'm going to tell you right now. Graham, are you a Geordie?
Bloody if I am, buddy.
You're from Newcastle.
From Newcastle.
Hey, I'll tell you what, bloody Middlesbrough. See, just on the other side of the river would be just enough. And what's the river up there, Beck?
The Thames.
No, mate, it's the Tyne, Newcastle upon Tyne. Graham, I'll tell you what, you're going to rip her here, aren't you? You've offended Graham in every sense possible.
Thank you, Graham.
Graham, well done.
Apologies.
So Graham's a Geordie, right? You could pick that. Once he started really opening up, we could pick that. So well done.
At least I knew a soccer team.
Well, very good point. Okay, who have we got now?
Okay, let's go to Evram in Holden Hill. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, gee, Evram, good morning. I'm going very, very well. I need a little more. Right, Evram, well, the name, does the name help you, Beck? Please don't say.
I'm so scared to offend people.
Well, you're doing well.
No, I need to hear more from
Evram.
All right,
Evram, tell us, how did you get to Australia? When did you get here?
Yeah, we actually immigrated around 13 years ago.
Right. Right, Beck,
come on.
No.
Go.
Come
you've
on.
You've got to have a go.
No. Yes. I can't. I don't want someone to say bloody hell again.
Tell us about your family.
My husband is also here. We have got three kids, age 14, 11, and 6.
Right. Beck, what are you thinking? Come on, honestly, where do you reckon, roughly?
The way I thought, there's a little bit of Irish there, but the name is not at all Irish. It's like
Evram, tell us, what do you love about living in Australia? What's your highlight?
You know, beautiful people, beautiful country, beautiful nature.
Right.
What's your favourite food?
My favourite food. I think I said, I was just going to say my country, yeah. Which I wasn't. I'm not.
Oh, nearly got you.
The one meal that you love.
I like Indian food.
Indian food, right. Mm. Oh, you're not from India, though. I can guarantee you that, right?
No. No, I'm not.
Beck, you got any idea?
No, I was going to go Indian when she said that.
Are you thinking, Beck, like Eastern Europe at all or somewhere in that region?
No,
you...
I'm thinking more like Persian or something.
Ooh, or like maybe Armenian, do you reckon? Or why don't we go a little west of Armenia? Are you from Turkey? You from Turkey? You're from Turkey?
I am, yes.
Yeah! Beck.
Yeah, that's good.
Ephraim, hey, I'm so glad that you love living here in Australia.
Well done.
Turkey's a beautiful part of the world and nowhere near Ireland.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
I'm losing it.
Okay, LIV Golf is coming here this weekend. All the big stars are arriving in their private jets. Phil Mickelson, touchdown last night, Beck. It is just insane. And it's taken golf to the people, LIV, this whole concept, the whole etiquette stuffiness of golf and golf clubs, which exists in some sense, is thrown out the window. Think Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, or right? Think, you know, cricket when you just go out the back and drink Pimm's.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Or if you're like normal people, you just go and drink some red tins up on the hill, right, rather than drinking Pimm's out the back with Beck and her friends. So what we've got is this great event coming up. Rhiannon and Matt are joining us here in the studio because Rhiannon is playing to win tickets for her wonderful partner, Matt. He is a golf tragic. They join us right now. Now, just to explain this, Matt is locked away in another booth, so only Beck and I can hear him once we get involved. Mm-hmm. Rhiannon is here in the studio with us, but for the moment, they can hear each other. Rhiannon and Matt, welcome, guys.
Thank you. We're nice. Glad to be here.
Okay, great to have you here. Now, Rhiannon, tell us a little bit about Matt's golfing.
So, Matt has a second love. It is golf. He goes minimum twice a week. He has a golf group chat with his friends. every chance he gets, he sneaks off, and it's generally for a few hours at a time.
Right.
By a few, I mean like six plus.
Okay, and then you're left at home doing what?
Oh, the chores, yeah, whatever no. else is left.
No
you know?
Girlfriend.
No, not at all. No, absolutely.
And Maddie, obviously you're playing golf with your buddies. Tell us, when you go out and play, how long does it take out of the day?
Depends on the day. Right. If it's nice weather, I could be out there all day.
Yep.
If it's raining, I try to make it short and sweet.
Right, 6-7 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
On Sundays, yeah.
All right. And how keen are you to secure these LIV Golf tickets, Maddie?
Oh, I'd be pretty happy if she won them for me. So, okay. She does well.
Look, Matt, Rhiannon was saying that obviously she's at home doing a lot of the chores and that when you and your mates are out having fun, do you sort of pull your weight around the place on the other days as well?
I mean, I made dinner last night.
What did you make?
Pumpkin soup.
Oh, yay! Good man. Oh, from gosh. Scratch?
We used the thermo, so.
Not bad. Oh, hello.
The total package.
Oh, wow. It's funny, though, because as you were saying that, Rhiannon's just shaking her head. Doesn't lift it. Rhiannon, seriously, what does he do around the house?
If I ask him to do something, he will do it, but he won't do it off his own bat.
No initiative.
Oh, no initiative, no. But,
let's just establish this. Now, Matt is a man after my own heart because he's walked in his thongs, which I love. We're both wearing thongs. But Matt, obviously you're a concreter, so you work bloody hard. What's your business?
It's Borelli Concrete Pumping.
Right, family business?
Yeah, family business.
How many hours you work a day?
Could be 5 hours, could be 14 hours.
Right, so a lot. All right. Okay. Well, is your opportunity. What do you know about golf, Rhiannon?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
No. Right. It's going to be fun.
We're going to put you to the test. If you stuff this up, Matt's not going to live.
Oh, what a shame. Might have to put him to work.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap,
tap a roof.
I'm losing it.
Okay, we have Rhiannon and partner Matt. Now, you guys, you're not married?
No.
Engaged?
Yes.
Oh, when's the wedding?
February.
Brilliant. Mm. That's good. Are you organising everything, Rhiannon, or has Matt got a few chores?
He's got the cars.
Nice. Now, just to set up everyone, Rhiannon, you cannot hear Matt. He's in a booth next to us. Matt can hear us and chat away, but you can't hear him. Matt, how's all the planning going?
Yeah, it's going. She's doing a really good job of it all.
Right, have you got the car sorted?
Not yet.
Right. You got an idea of what you want to do?
Well, we're thinking old cars, but yep. Because it's February, it could be 40 degrees. So yeah. I'm trying to find something that's old, but it's got aircon and gotcha. It's still nice.
All right. We'll talk so, later. We might be able to help you out here.
Just confirming, Rhiannon, you didn't hear a word of that?
No, did not hear a word of that.
Thank God.
No. It's all booked and totally organised. And you're going to
Yeah.
Super.
I just know the answer would have been like, I haven't done anything yet.
Okay, so right. This is the situation. Matty loves his golf, loves playing with his mates. Liv is on. We've got my tickets for Friday I want to give away. So they are going to be yours, Matt, as long as Rhiannon can answer these questions, okay?
Yep.
Do you have any faith in Rhiannon and her golf knowledge?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Again, Rhiannon, you didn't hear a thing, did you?
I did not, but I'm assuming so he said no, she does not have any answers to golf.
Okay, Beck, we're ready to go?
Here we go.
All right, so this is question one. Now, if you get this right, what you're going to win from Matt Curtis of our friends at Drum and Golf is a Tour Edge putter, brand new putter, right? Really high quality golf putter, right?
So, as long as you say so, I've got absolutely. No idea. take your word for it.
Would you like a new putter?
Oh, I'd love a new one.
Does your, the one you got at the moment, does it work properly?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. when it wants to.
Okay, here we go. In the film Happy Gilmore, right, who plays the ice hockey player turned golfer? Is it one, Adam Driver, two, Adam Sandler, or three, Adam West?
Oh, come on, she's got this.
I think it's Adam Sandler.
Okay,
my movie knowledge is better than my golf knowledge, okay.
So far so good. You've won a putter.
Oh, beautiful.
You've got a putter. You've got a brand new Tour Edge putter thanks to our friends at Drummond. Beck, did you know the answer to that?
Yes, I knew the
good.
Answer.
Okay.
Before the multiple choice, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is question two. Now, what's on the line here is for Matt and whoever he's taking. Matt, if you get these prizes, who would you take on Friday?
Probably my friend Guido.
Right. So for you and Guido, we have got our friends from the Golf Gods, Dale and Bear, golfgodsonline.com. We've got some really cool outfits for you. We're talking really high-end golf party polos.
Oh, okay, yep.
Think Happy Gilmore. No, good stuff.
Yep.
Really great golf gear, right, from the boys from the Golf Gods. Okay, so this is for your outfit, for some great kit.
So what you're telling me is I have to now watch him wear the golf outfits all around the house because absolutely. He's so happy with the quality.
Sure. Yeah. and maybe on the wedding day as well.
Yes, cool Max.
Awesome.
True. So they'll be able to help you breathe in the heat. Okay, golfing great Greg Norman is the CEO of LIV. What is his famous nickname? Is it the driver?
Shark.
Is it the snake? Or C, is it the shark?
Wow. I'm going to go with the shark, only because it sounds cool.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did I actually get that right?
You got it right. Did you not know Greg Norman's called the shark?
I don't even know who Greg Norman is.
Oh, no. Have you not seen him walk his dog on the beach?
I have not. I don't even go to the beach. I don't travel down that end.
Give you an idea. Greg Norman is one of Australia's greatest golfers, right? The biggest golfing name on the planet.
Oh, okay.
Australia.
Well, I sound like an idiot, but that's okay.
This is the amazing thing, man. He posted a pic a little while ago, he was walking his dog on the beach.
Yeah.
And he was wearing shorts, and all we could see was his driver.
Mm. Yeah.
Not a good look.
No.
Not a good look.
No. It was a big driver.
All right. Two. Let's take a break. Can you win these LIV tickets for Maddie? That's a great start, Rhiannon.
Yeah, nice.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Even a little tappy. Tap, tap,
tap-a-roo. I'm losing it. Beck, very excited. We've got a great couple joining us at the moment, Rhiannon and Matt. So Rhiannon knows nothing about golf. Matt, well, he's a concreter, loves his golf, plays with his best mate Gino all the time.
Guido.
Guido, Gino, bloody hell. Guido. He plays with Guido all the time. Now, we've got Rhiannon in the studio. She cannot hear Matt. Matt can hear everything that's going on, right, Beck? And we've been asking some questions to establish whether Rhiannon is going to win these LIV golf tickets.
Yes, we're two from two, but let's be honest, they were multiple choice and you've had a couple of lucky stabs.
Right. So, Matt, so far, Rhiannon has won for you a new Tour Edge putter thanks to Drum and Golf. So that's a good get?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Happy with that so far?
Yeah, no, she's doing really well so far.
Right, and also a full kit for you and Guido to wear when you go to the golf if she's good enough to get the tickets. And that's come from our buddies Dale and Bear at golfgodsonline.com.
Yep.
You will love these outfits, mate. They
sure I will.
They are wicked. Right.
All right, question number three.
Here we go. You ready to go, Rhiannon?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
I'm going to say you're doing well. Okay, this is for, on the line, a new Tour Edge driver valued at around $700. So
wow.
The driver is the big stick.
Wow. How do people pay as much for him?
Mate, this
understand.
Is one club. Would you like a new driver, Maddie?
Yeah. So it'd be good, especially if I don't have to... No, embezzle money out of our accounts so I can get it on the sly. That'd be great.
She has no idea what he's saying.
You've got no idea what he's just talking about.
I can't hear him. No. What did he say?
No, he just said about taking money out of your accounts to buy a new driver. That he didn't have to do that.
I don't think so.
Okay, here we go. This is for the new driver for Matt. During his 5-year marriage, Tiger Woods allegedly admitted to having affairs with how many women?
Ooh.
A, 27. B, 120. Or C, 260.
Is this for real?
Yes.
All right, Matty.
Oh, my God.
We'll see if Matt might have a stab at that first. Rhiannon can't hear you, Matt. What would you go with?
What do you reckon?
I mean, if he was smart, he'd only admit to the lower number.
Yeah.
If he was smart, he wouldn't have done it in the first place,
Matty. Well, that is true. But yeah.
Matty, what about this? A, 27. B, 120. C, 260. What do you reckon it is?
I'll just go the middle one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's play it safe.
All right, Rhiannon, you obviously couldn't hear any of that.
No.
What do you reckon? A, 27 women that he allegedly had affairs with, 120 women or 260?
Well, I feel like 27 is too of a small number compared to the other two.
That's a lot in 5 years, though.
It's a lot in 5 years, but I guess if he's a pro golfer and he's already doing it, so what's 27 compared to 200 and what?
60 or B, 120?
I am going to go with B, 120, just because it's flat bang in the middle.
Yes!
Is that right?
Yes!
Are you happy, Maddie?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good guess from both of us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, 127 women. Where do we find these people? Do they even know as much
money.
About golf as I do? Or do they just pick him out for, like, because they think he's attractive? What's the go here?
I think it was his one wood.
I think he's rich. Mm. So 120 women he admitted to having affairs with allegedly over 5 years.
Oh, so it could
years.
Be more.
Let's be honest.
That's what you're telling me.
I'd say the numbers are a little higher.
Okay.
So you have now won.
Wow.
A new putter, thanks to Drummond. You've got the great gear from Golf Gods is to wear, and you've got a new driver. Beck, we've got two questions to go, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question four is for one of the tickets for Friday's golf at LIV.
Okay, so this is the big one.
Babe.
We're getting there. Okay, a par five, generally, Rhiannon, means that it takes a good golfer 5 shots to get the ball in the hole. A par five is the longest hole generally on the course, right?
Right.
If you get an albatross on a par five, how many strokes? An albatross is pretty good.
2 strokes.
Isn't that a bird?
Yeah, no, birdie's good.
No, but isn't an albatross a bird?
It is.
But there's birdies, there's albatrosses, there's pars, there's all sorts of different things.
Right,
right. If you have scored an albatross on a par five, how many shots did it take you to get the ball in the hole? Thinking that 5 is standard, how many would be an albatross, which is pretty good. How many shots?
Matt's got the answer in his...
Matt, you got it?
Yeah.
Is there multiple choice
here,
or is this something I've just got to guess?
Is it A, 2, B, 3, or C, 4 shots?
Come on, babe. You know this one.
Come on.
I'm going to go with 2.
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You said you didn't know. I don't. My multiple choice game is on point, though.
How good is that? Okay.
Is it actually 2?
So at this
I'm
point,
dig it.
This point, either Matt's going or Guido's going.
Yeah.
Work that out.
Well, I'm in disbelief at this moment. I'm going just
to
drink.
Right, this is question 5. This is a clean sweep, you little superstar, Rhiannon.
Oh, my God.
Question 5. For the second ticket for Guido to go along with his mate on Friday to LIV Golf, what colour is the jacket that you get if you win the Masters?
Oh, Jesus.
A, gold. We're talking about the Masters at Augusta too, not the Australian Masters. Right, the Masters at Augusta.
Gold.
A, gold. B, blue. Or C, green. What do you reckon? So we're talking gold, A, blue, B, C,
gold
green.
Gold seems a bit too easy.
No. Right.
Because I feel like that's always like the winning colour.
Yeah.
And considering they play on grass and sand, I'm going to go with green.
You can go with green. Matt, what did you say?
I would have said gold.
Guess what? Rhiannon, you're right.
Oh, oh my God. My golf knowledge is fantastic.
Hey, how good is that, buddy? Come in. Come in. Bring him in.
I think he was thinking of the Crows Club champion jacket.
That
oh, my
brilliant.
God. I
congratulations.
Cannot believe it.
Rhiannon and Matt, you are off. You've got the two. You won everything. Two tickets to the golf on Friday to live. You got a new driver, a new putter,
oh,
and a new
God.
Outfit. Well done.
I am baffled. I am baffled.
Woo! Can we give her a hug? She
yeah, can you give me a hug? I won with
you. Well done, guys.
Yeah, nice work. Off to live.
I know.
Congratulations. Well done.
I think Guido's big day out.
Yeah, well done,
absolutely.
Guys. Thanks so much for coming in. Enjoy the weekend.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having us. We will.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
That's it for Beck and Soda. Now it's time to jump onto fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Luxe upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
SAFM.